It's Tuesday, October 2nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Chinese government destroyed the largest unofficial church building in Beijing, Zion Church, and billed the pastor for the demolition costs, an amount of $170,000, according to The Guardian. And Christian Solidarity International reports that police in India have arrested 10 pastors and their families in the Uttar Pradesh state. Canada is moving towards the legalization of euthanasia for children, following in the disturbing footsteps of Belgium. The Worldview spoke with Matthew Wojciechowski of Campaign Life Coalition Canada, who described how Canada's government is moving down the slippery slope, allowing underage children to choose suicide.
We have a current government who is very keen on killing children before birth and on killing seniors and those who are sick. And it seems like a fairly outrageous statement, but if you just look at the facts and at the legislation that this government is passing, that's really the only conclusion you can make from that. The Supreme Court of Canada threw out the previous euthanasia anti-assisted suicide law a few years ago. That Supreme Court of Canada then said Parliament has about a year to come up with a law. And the Liberal majority government introduced legislation, which was very problematic. I mean, for one, it legalized assisted suicide and euthanasia, right? So right there, that's bad legislation. They left a lot of room for more amendments to make it even worse than it already was.
In God's good graces, Dutch police were able to identify and thwart a major terrorist attack, arresting 7 people, reports National Public Radio. The planned attack involved multiple men led by an Iraqi national. Apparently, the terrorists planned to use bombs, including a car bomb, grenades, and Kalashnikov assault rifles at 2 separate locations at an unspecified large event in the Netherlands, with the goal of producing quote-unquote many victims. As The Worldview reported yesterday, the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami death toll is 830. The 10-foot-high tsunami hit Palu Island at 500 miles per hour, killing hundreds in its path. ABC News reports that 34 children in a Christian camp were among the dead. This was Indonesia's 9th earthquake this year, with the annual death toll exceeding 1,300. Indonesia also experienced the 2nd deadliest earthquake in modern times in 2004. Wycliffe Bible Translators announced that they have finished their 1,000th translation of the entire Bible, reports the Christian Post. It was the Calico Bible in South Sudan, Africa. Their industrious work has helped reach 10% of the world's languages. However, 22% of the languages of the people of this world have yet to receive anything of the Word of God translated for them. Wycliffe has targeted the year 2025 to reach everyone. Revelation 7:9-10 says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" To the surprise of many, Democratic California Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill which would have required university health centers to provide the abortion pill, which is intended to kill babies in the womb, reports the Washington Examiner. His reasoning in the veto was that it was unnecessary and, quote, "most abortion providers are within a reasonable distance from campus communities," end quote. In addition, Governor Brown signed into law a bill that would require every publicly traded company in California to include at least one woman on its board, reports CNBC. And finally, a Christian father and his 2 sons were involved in a helicopter crash north of Juneau, Alaska over the weekend. The craft crashed into the ocean waters not too far from Lituya Bay, reports Alaska Native News. The Coast Guard rescued 14-year-old Aiden Peppard, who is now being treated at a hospital in Anchorage. However, still missing, though, are Josh Peppard, the father, and his other son, Andrew, as well as the pilot. As of Sunday afternoon, the Coast Guard has called off the search for the missing passengers. Please pray for the Peppard family, who are facing this difficult loss. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? John 11:25-26. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.